Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM. I'm Navi Ball and today I'm joined over the phone by Grant Wainica, the CEO of the Insurance Brokers Association of Manitoba. He's here to talk about National Safe Driving Week, which runs from December 1st to the 7th. Thank you for your time, Grant. So this year's theme for National Safe Driving Week is distracted driving. Could you tell us what constitutes as distracted driving?
Absolutely. Of late, the most notable change that we've seen over the last several years has been, of course, texting or communicating with your device while driving. And this has now become almost on par with impaired driving insofar as serious accidents that are caused on the road and so on. So this has been the largest change we've seen in the last 5 to 10 years. However, distracted driving can mean putting on your makeup or could mean fidgeting with your radio, with the console on your car, even conversing with people in your vehicle. Statistics show that as you grow the number of people in your vehicle, that the chances, especially at some ages, of an accident are higher.
And have those stats gone up since smartphones became more popular or mainstream about a decade ago?
Yes, there has. And if you go back to the data over the last, say, 4 to 5 years in particular, what we see is that the number of accidents have gone up markedly that are attributed to distracted driving and specifically to cell phones. And what is more, when we look at serious accidents where there is serious bodily harm or, in fact, people might die in an auto accident, very often and all too often in this day and age, distracted driving is a factor of this and often the cause of this. And so this is, of course, very concerning, not only from a protection of assets and your vehicle value and your property, but also insofar as your own personal health and the personal health of others around you on the roads as well.
Now, you just mentioned that distracted driving has caused collisions, with some unfortunately having tragic consequences. Could you talk a bit about the rates of fatal and non-fatal collisions in Manitoba?
So I think on our road, and this is subject to check, but I think on our roads there are approximately 100 deaths per year, and up to 30% of those are now being attributed where distracted driving is at least a contributing factor, if not the contributing factor, to these deaths. So this is obviously something that, as all members of our community, we want to avoid. And if these accidents can be avoided and these senseless tragedies can be avoided just by way of putting your cell phone away when driving, then I think that we all want to be on board with that.
Now, what are the consequences if someone is found driving while distracted?
So there's an immediate suspension of your license on your first offense if you're caught with a cell phone and driving. And I believe that's for a 3-day suspension that takes effect immediately. You also have a fine that you would need to pay of $672. On your second offense, those suspensions of your license become longer. And of course, your driver safety rating when you renew your license or you get your license reassessment every year goes down as well. So you end up having to pay a lot more per year for your driver's license. So there's lots of reasons, financially speaking, for individuals not to use their cell phones when driving.
Now, what do you find to be the major challenge in addressing this issue? Why don't some people get the message that going on your phone while driving is just not a good idea?
Well, I think that the fear of missing out, or FOMO, the fear of missing out, is a big part of it. And, you know, I've got 3 children, and their cell phones are basically attached to them all the time. And I think that it's a way that we behave now. And very often, I think it would be far better to turn your phone off or turn your signals off, your ringers off, and so on, and put the phone somewhere where you can't reach it when you get into a vehicle. But I think just behaviorally, these things have become almost a part of our being.
Yeah, and I read that stats for distracted driving are underrepresented because it isn't as easy to prove. Do you think that's another reason why people think they can get away with it easier than, say, impaired driving, where you can take a breathalyzer or some sort of medical exam or autopsy to prove what state you were in during the accident or collision?
Possible that enforcement and producing evidence is more difficult. And, you know, that raises another point, is where damage or where criminal activity is seen to have taken place as a result of distracted driving, or you damage property, say, you're also liable in a court of law. And that might be in a civil case where you are sued for damages, or in a criminal case where if something happens to individuals or property as a result of your distracted driving, this is another consequence of this. But yes, I think that you're right. I think it is sometimes more difficult to enforce these things. And this is why the penalties are quite harsh now, so that at least is something that we want to get out there into the public domain so that people understand that there are going to be consequences if, in fact, they drive in a distracted way, not only for themselves financially, but for the community as a whole, because this is a public safety issue.
Now, it is National Safe Driving Week. Could you tell us a bit about the awareness campaign?
Sure. We have partnered with a number of other interested organizations across the country. And so IBAM is part of the Insurance Brokers Association of Canada. And as insurance brokers, of course, we are talking to families and individuals and businesses about the management of risk all the time. And so we believe that this is a very natural place for us to be involved to talk about the risks of distracted driving, not only on your own financial position and on your assets, such as your physical property like a car, but also on your personal health and that of others as well. So it's a natural place for us to be involved. We are going to be involved with an awareness campaign starting December 1st and running through the National Safe Driving Week.
Where can people go to learn more about National Safe Driving Week?
They can Google National Safe Driving Week Canada, and that will connect you to a number of different links. And you can find a link off the IBAC.ca website as well, which will take you through a number of questions and answers and informational documents for people if they're interested.
Now, Grant, before I let you go here, was there anything else about distracted driving or National Safe Driving Week you wanted to talk about?
No, I just want to commend your radio station for making this known, because we've got to spread the word. And awareness is such a big part of this stuff. This is why the Insurance Brokers of Manitoba have invested in this, to try and promote safety. And if our media partners can help in that regard, then I commend and congratulate you for that. And I hope the fine citizens of Thompson pay heed to this and put their phones away when they drive.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, Grant, for taking the time to call us today about National Safe Driving Week and distracted driving.
Absolutely. Take care and thank you.
All right. That was Grant Wainica, the CEO of the Insurance Brokers Association of Manitoba, who talked about National Safe Driving Week and distracted driving. For Thompson Today on 1029 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.